WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
November 8, X-ray Zulu.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Give it up some here. Hey, BMH, give it up some here. Hey, BMH, give it up some here.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Richmond, loud and clear, NAWRO. KE8MLF, KE8MLF, KE4ZULIQ.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8MLF, KE8MLF, KE4ZYQ. Negative contact, KE8MLF, KE4ZYQ, clear. Thank you.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WAVN-WG Mobile listening.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, this buddy must still be working on KEHCZX mobile listening. KFAEOR mobile for a radio check.
Good afternoon, this is KFA. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Tango Kilo. You are coming loud and clear, 5x9.
Thank you kindly for that. You're doing the same.
Thank you, 73.
73 to you too, sir. KFAEOR clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
68 CBS with me.
WCB. Good evening. How are things going? And by the way, I believe Wally was trying to reach out to you a minute ago. NABD was trying to reach out for you out on the radio there. How's things going?
Going good now. I'm out of work and heading up to meet up with him there at the Speedway. Pick up the radios for deployment, it was a good day. How was your day?
Good. I'm glad. Just wanted to check with you there, but I'm glad you had a good day at work. At least there's one down and off tomorrow. Well, we're doing pretty good. I went to the doctor today. The rheumatoid, the doctor in the shores, good visit, talked about medicine, talked about where I'm at and such, pretty warm, with no air conditioning, but did the best we could, stopped in the Dollar Tree real quick, but other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
You guys are doing good. Sorry about the air conditioner. We were in the same boat with the AC in the car. We had to recharge it and the whole process of it, found out that there's a leak in it, so that's something like we're going to have to repair here next year, but at least right now, at least it's cold, so.
Ouch, I'm sorry to hear about that. Wow, at least if you guys can tough it out a few more weeks, I guess. First you're dealing with that in your house, too. So sorry to hear about that. Yeah, it's one of those things, you kind of crack the windows there and open the sunroof and a little air in. Mom brought along a little one of those battery fans. That kind of helps a little bit.
Thankfully her uncle actually knows how to repair that stuff, and he's got the equipment, so all I've got to do is buy the lines and the coolant, or the refrigerant, so.
Well, that helps, your uncle-in-law there is able to do the work. That certainly saves on the labor. All you got to do is get the parts and have him do it for you. So I'm happy in that way for you.
I'm happy about that too. It's not fun. It's like trying to get away from the heat, and unfortunately you can't do it. The car is hot and the house is hot.
Yeah, that's no fun there. Well, like I say, there's no place out. I don't know how it is at work. Car is hot, the house is hot. Man, it's just weather is relentless this summer.
Yeah, for sure. It's place we work is in badges. You know, this badge has got to be an ice box.
Yes, I can remember the saying that I told Mom, I have to take my jacket off to go outside. Yeah, I remember those days when Clint had a dispatch. They definitely kept it good and chilly, good cold in there.
Oh, yeah. They still complain, it's really hot in here. Why don't you turn it down a little bit more? And it's like, no, it's cold. I see snowflakes. My nose hairs are freezing.
NAWCB. When your nose hairs start freezing, yikes. They definitely must have the thermostat down and the cold air going in there. Especially all of you in there working in that room. As I say, they really must have the air cranked up.
Yeah. I guess though I'd rather be cold than too hot, because I know back in the early days of April and Butch, it'd get roasty toasty in there, and really hot.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I remember those days, the Shelby days there. Your words, roasty toasty. It was hot at Shelby Dispatch. Totally the opposite at Cliff.
Yeah, so that's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind a little bit of cold there. So, I think the plan is here, just to let you know, I'm gonna drop my radio off here to you, my personal radio off to you, so that way then you've got something to listen on to, and I'll show you how to use it and stuff. I'm gonna need though your DMR number, so when you get a moment, I'll just text that to me, and I'll have it put in my radio.
Roger that. Yep, I got it right here in front of me. So, we'll definitely do that. You know, I looked up trying to program that TYT by hand, and as I'm listening, and it's like, I'm not sure I'm ready. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about that packet you sent out. A lot of things I'm thinking about, proofreading the list of stuff, but going to the doctor today, and didn't really sleep good last night, but it's like, man alive, I'm not really sure I'm up to programming and some of the extra stuff that they were talking about in the YouTube video.
Yeah, there's a lot in depth in it, and that radio, that radio is not easy at all. This one's, the one I have is a little bit easier, but not by much.
Well, that's good to know, I guess. Not by much. So we'll, I don't know, we'll figure it out. We'll definitely we'll try to monitor those, and I don't know if there's anything else you want me to monitor out here. But, we'll keep an eye and an ear on things during the cruise.
Okay, Wayne. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. And then that way we have something back here just in case. Out of the main area, at least, you know, we got some line of help just in case.
Yeah, that's it. Wow, I'm sure, it's probably as dispatch, and especially if you got special events going and things going on all at the same time, you know, it gets kind of hectic, whether there's two of you or one of you or you know, whatever the circumstances are. So, you know, as they say, we're glad to be an extra set of ears, and you know, especially if there's other repeaters or frequencies in Monitor will keep a list or try to on this end.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. I appreciate that, and I'll let you know. I know Mike is going to be on GMRS, so we've got a couple channels figured out. So I'll get those to you, and then maybe the Troy 575 or something like that if you've got that channel.
Roger that. Yes, they do. Got it in a couple of the other handhelds. I think we can reach it pretty good. So, yeah, we can monitor on that end as well. So, yeah, definitely well put together packet. Very, very well planned. And of course, I'd say a lot of the assignments are probably preliminary. I'm sure they're just set in sand right now. Could be subject to change if somebody, people don't decide not to show up or they can't stay as long or whatever. So it'll be interesting, but it'll get done, and looking forward to following along with it there.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, it'll be good, but I think they've got things pretty much handled, and they're pretty, it sounds like they've been doing it a while, so they know what they're doing, but I'm looking forward to it, and I know they said that they have about 25 in the morning and about 15 in the afternoon, so it'll drop off, but it won't be too bad.
And AWCD, yeah, definitely. I'm sure one way or another, it'll be covered, and it'll be a good experience. I'm sure you guys will have a good time with it, and you'll enjoy meeting some of the other hams and enjoying the food down there. And just the big thing is be on the side you want to get out on Woodward when they do the shutdown there.
Right. Yeah, I'm already trying to plan my escape there when they do start shutting things down. So at least with Royal Oak, a lot of the side streets, a lot of the back roads cut through. So. It shouldn't be too hard, hopefully.
Yeah, that is a nice thing in Royal Oak, is you can get through the side streets. I'm sure they're going to be pretty packed getting up, as you're closer to Woodward to the Dream Cruise. I know my mom said years ago, and I don't know if they probably still do it, but they'd drive along Normandy and they'd pour bleach in the middle of the road, burn out going eastbound out of there. The cars would back up and such. But I'm sure there's ways to get out. There's a lot of subdivisions that go through all the way and get you out.
Yeah, for sure. I know you get the parking. Supposed to park on the median there. They're giving us passes to park on the median. So I was telling Leo last night. I'm like, if Grandma still lived there, I could have parked at their house and walked down, and it'd have been perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've been probably about four blocks away, and again, Upton is from Grandma and Grandpa's house is like a couple of blocks there. You can walk up Hampton to Nakota and just go across It's pretty good. Yeah, I'm not sure whether they'll have the front doors open on Upton or whether, you know, whether they have a, like, small parking in the front or whether you have to park in the back there and go in off of Samoset and go into the back, I think, where the gym is. Gym, and I think it's the cafeteria there now.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll do some looking. I'm going to try to get there early so I can kind of figure out where we need to be. We're supposed to meet at the public safety building there in Berkeley. So I figure we'll do some scouting before and then head over there.
Yeah, definitely a good idea there. Scope it out, see what's going on there. But like I say, you'll get around pretty good. And it shouldn't be too hard where you're at. And again, it's one of those things, you know the area. You know, with growing up and going down there, you'll know the area pretty well.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. Looking forward to it. We're supposed to have hamburgers and for lunch, and then go over to the Berkeley side and try to get some fish and chips or something like that on the other side.
Yeah, that's there you go. Those are my kind of meals there. Absolutely. Man, that sounds pretty good. And like I say, I'm sure you guys will enjoy it, and they'll, like I say, they'll treat you right. They'll feed you good down there.
Oh yeah, for sure. I've heard a lot of good things about Royal Oak and Berkeley, so for sure looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Mike is excited about it too. It's going to be good. It'll be something good to listen to follow and to watch. And we're meeting with Brandon here, the emergency manager, in September. So we're going to go over some things with him about the crews and maybe try to get involved in some of this stuff locally here next year.
And at WCB. Yeah, so I think that's a good thing there, again, with the Dream Cruise. It's going to be hot and it's going to be noisy. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of crowds, but probably a better type of a scenario deployment versus, some type of a disaster, tornado, a flooding, whatever. At least you'll be able to test out your equipment, modes of communication down there, and I think it'll be a good experience that you could take to the meeting and the guys that are involved in it, and perhaps be able to work some events out here as well.
Yeah, it's just a lot of good that's gonna, hopefully we'll learn on this and take it here and use it for recruitment and stuff like that. We'll see. It's gonna be good. I'm excited for it. I wish I wish there was more that signed up for it, but that's okay. We hit the number that they wanted. They requested 8, and we got, I'd say, 6.5, so it's not too bad.
No, I think that's a good anticipated turnout. I'd definitely be pleased with that. It's a good response by our group on that way. So, and something else I was going to say, and it just kind of blew over my head. Oh, now I know. You'll get through this event, and I've been hearing through the app, and then also I think through the radio today. You won't get any rest because FCC is coming up in October.
Yeah, that's coming up quick. We'll get done with this and have to start planning for the set. So that's okay. That's all right. A lot of good stuff. It'll be good because we're looking at next summer doing a disaster drill. That's the other reason why we're going to be meeting with Brandon is to kind of see if we can get the county involved and have a little bit more involvement countywide instead of just our group. So.
That's great. Roger that. I think, this is the name of the game, and like you said, have fun with it. Use the equipment that we utilize. I know I was talking to a guy over on Simplex close by this area, and he was talking about the repeater crawl, and he's kind of working on his equipment, his radio antenna, and trying to reach out, and he's got it pretty much maximized where he wants it. So I think, using our skills and training and that. So I think it's a great thing.
Okay, yeah, for sure. And, it's like I'd rather prepare and know that we're set versus not prepare and something happen and then not be ready for it. So it's a good test, and being prepared is important, and in hopes that we never have to use it.
I agree. Rather be prepared and never use it than not be ready and floating by the seat of your pants there. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Are they going to be using, offhand, are they going to be using any WinLink or any of you guys be using WinLink from the field to net control?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure. Hey, hang on one moment. I'm going to hop out here real quick, talk to Wally.
Message received. Standing by. NXWCP.
WCB, this is Kate Whitey.
Hey, Brian, this is NHWCB. Welcome back.
Thanks. Got our deployment radio, so we are good to go.
Hey, that's great. Glad you guys have that, and at least I know that if the notes there sent across, that they have radios, but at least we've done our part in helping out in that way. So we can help our group and help their group, and at the same time, glad for those that are able to work on that project.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate Sean doing that, and Paul and Wally working on this stuff. So these guys are very talented, and I'm glad that they help out, and they're on our team, doing this stuff in the background, and definitely appreciate them, and I have a lot of respect for what they do.
Yes, I agree. I wish I had a little bit more knowledge of the technical aspect of it, and probably help studying for a general or an extra class license. You know, she's got the basics just enough to dabble and kind of get by, I guess.
Once you goof around with it a little bit here and there, it makes sense. The DMR part of it, it's not impossible to do. It's just difficult, at least by that radio. If you get a decent radio, I'm not saying that's not a decent radio. I think that each radio has their pros and cons when it comes to programming.
Yes, I agree. The big thing is, you know, to be able to make an adjustment or, you know, program on the fly or, you know, like say, having the APRS or programming, a radio and that. Just the past days of amateur radio, guys used to build these heat kits and, various antennas and be able to work on the radio itself. It sounds pretty cool. Sounds quite interesting.
It is. It does sound cool. It's neat to listen to Mike when Mike's talking about antennas and, you know, putting antennas together, and listening to Wally when it comes to the Motorola stuff and the projects that he does. It's like, this is pretty neat. This is pretty cool stuff to learn and to gain knowledge on. And I think that's another thing I like about ham radio is there's always something to learn. The learning aspects of ham radio or radios in general is just like limitless.
Yes, definitely. You definitely can't say, "Hey, I've learned everything about it." A lot of guys have a lot of skills, but there's always something more that you can pick up on, something more of the technology or new technology that you can learn from and go from there. Whether it's the DMR or whether it's APRS or other boats with it, it's definitely a neat hobby in that way.
Hey, Whitey. For sure. It is pretty cool. Hey, did you know that there are certain Motorola radios, like the DMR radios, that they've got this little feature? If you're traveling and you don't know what color code or, DMR number, it'll search it for you and we'll find it for you.
No, I didn't know that. Wow, that's, again, on top of, what they say you got to your, be able to carry your marble there and, be able to talk in the same talk group, get you're further up north or whatever. But no, I didn't realize that capability existed. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is rather neat how they do these radios. A lot of cool stuff that comes with it. It is pretty neat. I'll have to, maybe we stop by here, if we stop here tomorrow, maybe I'll bring my computer along and maybe I can try to get your radio programmed over and your DMR number programmed into your radio.
Okay, whatever or however things work out, the appointments and running around is pretty much done for the week. We just got the Kroger mobile coming at noon to 1 tomorrow, but other than that, it's definitely, day is open here.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. The kids are going to go to youth group tomorrow. They're looking forward to it. So we'll be out that way, and we'll, you know, let you know what time or, you know, around the time that we're looking at, and give you guys a heads up there, so.
NAWCB, hey, that's great. I'm glad the kids are going to youth group. I'm sure they will enjoy that. I've seen some other kids their age, friends perhaps. Get to hear some Bible stories and lessons there. So, and of course, having a good time, and that's good. Yeah, I think that'll be good. Like I say, you know, we're pretty much be here, and pretty much are running around. It's done, I'd say, for the week. Definitely hunkering down with the heat.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. If you got to use our car for whatever reason, that's totally fine. We got AC, so it's here if you need it.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. The nice thing, believe it or not, in the garage, it stays cool at night. We keep it closed most of the time. Sometimes we can see hot days. I opened it up, but go out there and stay. You know, it's in the shade. It's in the darkness of the garage. It starts out pretty good anyway. It's just that, you know, we have to sit anywhere. The windows cracked. I usually take a fan off with us too.
See, when you, we'll have to get you guys those rain guards like I got for our car. We can. I've been leaving the window cracked at night. I don't have to worry if it rains or not, because we got little rain guards that keep the rain from coming in.
Yeah, I bet that helps. Like you say, keep it cool, keep it ventilated there. I'm sure that helps out in that way.
It does. And when we didn't have air in the car, it was nice to just have the windows down some. And even if it was raining, it wasn't coming in the car, so. It made it a little bit better, or at least somewhat tolerable.
WHCM.
Yeah, I bet. That's something I don't miss anymore. Parking outside, you know, having to clean dew off the car, or going into a hot car, or cleaning off snow, or cleaning off frost. Definitely got spoiled with having a garage. That's a great blessing, I'll tell you. NAWCB.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe one day we'll get a house with a garage and get to do that too.
I'm sure you will someday. Whether it's a two car or one car or somewhere to park the car, it's nice. You know, you keep it closed up, and like you say, keep the garage locked at night. It helps out a lot. It's really been a blessing to us. Never would have thought it in a million years. Years and years of living down in Royal Oak and not having a garage.
WHCMN.
Yeah, they're nice. It's nice to have. It's okay. Like I said, maybe one day we'll get to, and it'll be cool. It'll be nice to have.
Praying toward that end for you guys there. Definitely need a little bit more room. Probably need a good yard for the kids to play in. A garage, you know, where you can not only park your car, but if you need to work on the car or have your tools in there or something. I'm betting one of these days that will happen for you.
I hope so. Be all right. I'm appreciative of what we got, and you know, somewhere to live, somewhere to sleep. And so we're thankful. But anyways, Dad, I'm home. So I'm gonna head in here and grab some food. I think we're having tacos tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. But appreciate the conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good evening. Enjoy your nights, and we'll get to talk here tomorrow.
WHC.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we're definitely going to talk to you tomorrow or Thursday or both. But anyway, enjoy your evening and your day off tomorrow. Enjoy Taco Tuesday there. I'm not sure if your sister is going that way or not. We just talked to her today. Usually for both of you kids, it's Taco Tuesday. I'm not sure what we're having. But anyway, thanks for the ride along. Enjoyed the conversation. And tell everyone hello. 73 is an 80s to you and the family. And enjoy Taco Tuesday. NAWCB is clear. On your final.
Okay, 4GMIQ to you both.
Go ahead there, Joe. It's KYNU.
Yeah, I don't want to hold you up too long. This is KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township. I just am compelled to say to both of you, man, I don't listen to you often, but I catch you when I scan the band once in a great while, and you've got such a heartwarming rapport between both of you, family-wise. I don't remember my whole life having that kind of a rapport with my father, not because of any hatred or problems that we had between us. Just, he wasn't that kind of a guy, you know? But I got to say, There's actually good vibes in the world, and it's not all getting bad, and there's some good out there. So thanks for giving people some joy and some positive feelings. So I just didn't want to hold you up too long. Thanks a lot. You guys have a great night and a great weeks to come. K4ZYQ.
I appreciate that, Joe, and definitely appreciate my dad and his example and friendship. It's interesting being a dad myself and watching my kids grow up, and want that same relationship with my kids that my dad and I have. So I appreciate him, and appreciate your kind words there, Joe. And hopefully you have a good night tonight, and enjoy your evening. Stay cool tonight. Kind of warm out here. I think we're getting some storms, but nothing severe. So, anyways, you have a good night. Back over to NAWCB.
Yeah, I concur there with Dave and Joe. Thank you for the kind words there. And my wife and I, we love our son and daughter. We're proud of them and their families and how they've carried on in their lives, and good, like you say, I think as David said, parents and, being friends as well, and that's a great blessing. But anyway, Joe, 73, see ya, and we'll talk again soon, but have a great evening. NHWCB is clear.
Yep, you both take care. Have a great night. Thanks for letting me jump in there. And the weather looks like about 9 o'clock or 10 around then. We may get any of that rain or storms to come in there briefly. But, yeah, it's great. I think the smaller the ego, the better the positiveness towards a father and son kind of thing. If neither one has a big ego and they, you know, compatibility is great. And great to pass on, like you said, about to your own kids there. But 73, KU4ZYQ, 73 for now.
I agree with you there, Joe. Appreciate it. So, well, 73s, to you both. This is KU8YNU, clear the channel.
N8HKV, another Wade the Wizard fan.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ. Was that David out there?
Yes, sir. I heard them talking about Wade Lewis. And I just had to come in and just say I'm a fan of Wade the Wizard myself.
That doesn't ring a bell. I didn't hear him talking, so I had no idea what that name means.
I just heard Randy on. I think he may have checked off. I don't know if he's on his way home now. But they were talking about his dad, Wade Lewis, and I knew him for many years. He's a great guy, great father, good friend, and just always nice memories thinking about him. So I thought I would jump in there, but I think I missed him. Appreciate you coming back, though. N8HKV, I will be clear.
Well, Dave, you got my curiosity up, not about the subject, what you just said, but being, I believe you're in Flint, if I may ask you a question that's off the wall, that is, did Flint ever get their water situation straightened out since that problem a long time back, or not too long back, actually?
Yes, sir. Technically, that is has been taken care of. I'm sure there are isolated spots that they're eventually deal with, but replacing the piping, set up programs for medical attention for kids growing up that had that lead in the water, and so Flint is back. She's doing pretty good now.
Well, Dave, I'll throw a bit of advice to you that I've been doing for years. I had an uncle who passed away a couple years ago, but he used to run the Macomb County or Mount Clements water plant. He was in charge of a major portion of that series of water plant there. He would have major shifts there, and one of the main ones that did it, there was other ones that worked there too, but he was one of the main ones. But even though they a water plant that supplies water to your city or area like yourself, I don't assume that the water coming in the house is good because of, like, you know, plumbing and pipes that are old in the ground, and by the time it gets to your house, people don't realize that a shower head should not be just a shower head plain. I bought a filter, you can buy it Lowe's, not to advertise them, but it filters out a lot of things, especially chlorine. So heated chlorine, breathing it in a shower, is not good for your lungs. Back to you.
Yeah, I found out a lot about water during that time. I have a water filter here on my sink. I don't have a particular filter on the shower head. But we certainly learned a lesson here in Flint. They didn't have a problem until Flint started putting an additive in the water when they moved the source to the Flint River. And then they put an additive in to, I think, purify it, but that was stripping out the lining in the lead pipes, and then it got down to the lead, and that was the problem. So it was a brought it down upon yourself rule there. N8HKV.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I can understand that. But I suggest if you want, look up, and anybody listening, look up under Lowe's, and I'm not advertising Lowe's. It may have one at Home Depot or other big supply places like that, Home Improvement. But they have a filter is made for a standard screw-on shower head that you screw on a special casing that holds the cartridge that you get up to 500 gallons of water through that filter. It's supposed to handle over 500 gallons of water. So however long that is, you can mark how long you use it, how many showers you take, and you know, estimate when you notice the water is doing what it's doing later, and the 500 gallons, then you can change it out. But it lasts at least 500 gallons, it's supposed to be. But it takes the chlorine out and contaminants, and when the water's heated from your water tank, even in the tank it's sitting there, any chlorine in the water is not good to breathe when it's heated, and that's forced in your shower for steam. So people having respiratory issues, I'll tell them probably 10 years from now, oh, all those people used to wash in the shower with chlorine in the water, that's why a lot of people got respiratory issues, and that'd be too late.
Well, I at least have the shower head that I turn it on and off. It doesn't run all the time. And so I'm sure that helps. But I appreciate the information. That's something to check into. I didn't even know they had such a thing for a shower head. Well, have a good day. We've got another line of showers moving into the Flint area here, so I'm going to check on Michigan Storm Chasers on YouTube, which is a pretty good group of people doing weather reporting throughout the state of Michigan. Well worth checking in on. N8HKV, I'll be clear on your last.
Yeah, Dave, yeah, that storm looks like they got severe thunderstorm warnings out for Lapeer, so I'm seeing that on the screen on the channel, local channel. So, but yeah, you take care, be safe, and good talking, and check that out. Let me know if you hear, look up something up on that filter. I recommend it, highly recommend it, not just for a little bit, but it does make a difference. Your skin don't dry out as much, especially women. They'll notice that they got better hair, better skin over time when they don't have that chlorine water being heated as the shower. KE4Z like you, Claire.
This is KF8AKZ on the W8CMN repeater system for a radio check, please.
KF8AKZ, this is N8WRO North Macomb. You are loud and clear.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Thank you for coming back to me. I just did some reprogramming last night, and you really never know if you've got your offset and your tones right until you make a contact with someone.
Oh, I hear you. I've done that before myself. And incidentally, I'm on generator power now. We're having a little bit of a storm. Seems to be working out fine.
Oh, I hope you get it back soon. Or do you have one of those awesome generators that does the whole house?
No, it's just a Champion generator that I had to pull out of the garage and naturally run to the gas station to get gas because, you know, the gas can was magically empty, as always. But I got it running, and the house is on, just not the AC, nothing 220. But everything else works fine, including the power for the base station.
Sure, you got to have the important stuff. I got my 13.8-volt power supply feeding into a battery, and then up to the radio. That would be a good experiment if, when I lose power next, how long can I make contacts before the battery says, nope, I'm out.
Well, I agree. That would be a good data point to to grab. But you have a good evening. Starting to lightning here a little, so I think I'm going to back off on the QSO. Again, you have a good one. This is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar Richard. After you.
This is KF8AKV wishing you a 73, and I'm in Muir, Michigan. You'll have to Google it, probably.
Will do. You have a good one.
Yep, I hope to get you back on power soon.
KE8YNU, NAWRO, Richmond, I'm monitoring as well. Dave, we were without power for a while, got the generator on, but it looks like it just came back.
Okay, sorry, are you all set or do you need anything? I'm not too far away from you, Indian.
Nope, negative, it worked like a charm. I just got to go the opposite direction now. I got to turn down power and turn off the generator and then turn Edison back on. So we should be all set, and I'll be monitoring after I get that done. NAWRO.
Copy, sounds good there, Tim. Just let me know if you need anything. I'll be monitoring throughout the evening.
Understood. Thank you.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, Wally, go ahead, NAWRO. Sorry, you're too, you're unreadable. Try it. It's pretty much in the weeds.
Alpha X-ray mobile. is Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima Mobile.
I guess I have to go look up what the special weather station was. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.